Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities, Louisiana, and with your host, Miss Carla Serenity Baker. And I'll tell you, we got a great show for you guys today. But before I go any further, I'm gonna turn it over to your host. Go ahead on, Miss Carla.
Oh, hey, John. First, I like to say it feels so good to be back. I was on a little mini vacation. I'm actually still on vacation, but it's nothing like being home when it comes to having this beautiful show, Uplifting Talk Show Community, with, of course, me, Carla Serenity. And, John, I am so excited about our guest today. This young lady is like no other young lady that I have met in years, meaning that our friends will say she oozes intellectual sexiness. She has a book out. She's laughing. She has a very powerful book out. She and I are working together on some things, but I am talking about the one and only Ms. Dominique Yancey. Now, I feel compelled, as I bow, you guys can't see, to call her Ms. Dominique Yancey, only because everything about her energy, it has Miss in the front of it. So without further ado, hey, Ms. Dominique Yancey, welcome to Uplifting Community Talk Show Louisiana.
Hi, Ms. Carla. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I am from a small town in Louisiana called Jenneret, Louisiana. I am a graduate of McNeese State University, which is located in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I graduated with my BA degree in 2008. I majored in sociology. And
oh, wow.
From there, I started working in the mental health field. When I started working in the mental health field, I became so intrigued with the community. So I decided to get my counselor and training credential when it comes to working with individuals who have addiction. So
okay.
Right now, I not only am I an author, but I'm also an addiction counselor, and I'm currently pursuing my master's degree in psychology.
Wow. See what I'm saying, guys? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything that's going on in this world today, and I am part of that industry, a part of me is in the industry when it comes to acting and modeling and all of that, you know, talent. But a few point in between here lately, you don't run into young ladies who are of her age who actually has the degree and the passion to give back to her community. Now,
yes.
I'm going to bring up something that's probably going to make you laugh, Dominique.
Uh-oh.
I know, right? You at one time wanted to be a model. And why don't you tell us about that? Because you've always said it. I've always heard you say it. But you never went into details about it. Tell us about when you were interested in being a model. And there's nothing wrong with it. So we don't want to take anything away from that because I am the industry. However, with that being said, I would like for you to tell the viewers how you went to wanting to be, pursuing to be a model and then still focusing on your journey to success in going to school, completing school, and where you are today.
Okay. Well, it actually started early years of college. I've always wanted to I love the camera. I love getting in front of the camera. I love the
light. And you're
so
lights. Beautiful in front of it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Carla. So I decided to pursue it. And along the way, I met a lot of awesome individuals.
Mm-hmm.
I also was able to learn a lot. I was able to learn a little bit of the industry. I was able to learn what to do, what not to do, how to maneuver through it. And coincidentally, that's how I came to know who Miss Carla Serenity is. And and I started to, as I got older, I started to think about, okay, God, what's my purpose? Is this my purpose? Because everything started to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how I met me and Ms. Carla's mutual friend, Roy Anthony.
Yeah, amazing
and,
guy.
Uh-huh. And now fast forward, that's how me and Ms. Carla actually met through Roy.
Yeah.
You know, so God places people in our lives for certain situations and for certain reasons. So I don't regret nothing I've experienced and nothing I've done in my younger years because it built me into the person, and it's still building me into the woman that I am today.
And a phenomenal woman you are. You are literally someone who I would definitely have my daughter look up to. My nieces.
Thank you, Carla.
And, you know, when we start doing what we're doing, you're going to be one of the guests that we have because I think they need to hear your story. You're very welcome. I mean that from the top of my heart. A lot of people say the bottom, but I feel like the bottom is the least of the last of what you have.
Right.
From the top.
I like that.
Yes, but if you're giving somebody the love from the top of your heart, that means that you're taking away from something that is already there as opposed to giving them the, something that is the last of it. So I sincerely mean that. One of the things that I like about you, Dominique, is the fact that you were modeling and you was in college, and believe it or not, those are the ones that come to me, and they feel like they come to me with stars in their eyes, and they're like, make me famous. I want to be a star. Make me famous. I want to take these pictures. You know, and I'm like, okay, you're in school. I never had an opportunity to do that with you because you were able to have that the gift of discernment and you went directly to God and said, okay, God, this is it, but I need my degree. And that's usually what I do. And that's one of the reasons why I felt like it was necessary for you to be on the show because you have an old soul, young lady. You're not like your average, you know, I don't know your ages, I'm not going to give it, but I'm going to say some years old, and that's just how I see you. But you have a soul, an old soul of a 60-year-old or a 50-year-old. You're not your average young lady that's out here doing things, and to say that you are a blessing Louisiana with your presence, with your gift, with your knowledge, with your wisdom, is pretty awesome. Because somebody like you, I hate to say it, somebody like you would be on the East Coast, D.C., you know, New York.
Right.
No, you're the sister with the hand up the fist, you know, let's make a change. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say one thing that always sticks in my mind. One thing that my mom always tell me is there are two things that people cannot take from you, and that's God and your education.
Ooh.
And
mother,
that always, yes, that always sticks with me. So it was a month
like
for me
that.
To do it, and I'm still going, and I'm not even done. I'm going to go even further, you know, but God
there you
and
go.
Education can never
yes.
take it. Man. Mm-hmm.
Well, Dominique, let's talk about Jennerette. Okay, you said that you are born and raised in Jennerette, and Jennerette is a very small town. It's very comparable to Opelousas and Lake Charles and all the other small cities in Louisiana. You went to school to give back to the community. What was it you saw? What was that defining moment that you said, I'm going to go to school, but I'm going to stay right here and help my people?
It was nobody but God because I tried to move. I wanted to move. Yes.
Where are you trying to go?
I was trying to go to Houston. For the longest. I was laid off from my job, and I have a best friend in Houston, and I went to Houston for about a week or two and tried to apply there, but nothing was moving. So I said, okay, God, you want me back home for a reason. So I went back home, and it's always been in the back of my head that my town needs me. I didn't know for what, but it's always been there. So actually, I hold a community clothing drive every year. This year is going to be my
fourth
year. Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
And what I do is I have different drop-off points within Jennerette for individuals to go and drop off clothing. and then I take it and I give it to either homeless shelters or if someone know a family that needs anything, I give them my information to call me. So I did that, and just recently I started Pamper Me Conscious.
Right.
It's a business that helps uplift, inspire, and make the woman conscious of who she is so she can fulfill her purpose in life.
See what I'm
right.
saying?
Boom.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dominique, you know you have your sisters, your new sisters in your life to assist you this
right.
year. So don't be shy
yes,
without,
ma'am.
You know, ask us. Make sure you tell us, and we can expand
right.
it. We can expand it in each
Thank
one of
you.
Our kitchens. And make it a, you know, a city, national
yeah.
type of thing.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, bring that up in our next meeting, Dominique, so that we can
I
all
sure
get
will.
Together and do that. That's a beautiful thing because with the economy and everything
mm-hmm.
that's happening right now, I know personally for myself, sometimes people put you on a pedestal where it's like, or you put that perception out there where it's like you got everything going on, but you really,
mm-hmm.
you need help. And not a lot of people... is able to go out and ask for help. So with you going out
right.
there and you doing that in your city, and then I'm pretty sure you've had some cases where it's like, you know, I don't want to be known, but can you still help me? Beautiful
right.
thing you're doing. That's a very beautiful
oh,
thing
yeah.
you're doing because the economy is something else right now. And to know, again, you see what I'm saying? She's young doing this. She's young doing this. So...
Yeah.
It brings me to this. Pause, process, proceed.
Yes,
How
ma'am.
Did that amazing book happen?
It started, I used to work for an IOP facility here in Lafayette, Louisiana, and I went through my own experience.
Wait, what is IOP?
It's an intensive outpatient program in the
okay.
addiction field.
Just for
right.
people.
So, oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm sorry. So I went through my own experiences with life, relationships, and everything like that, and I made poor decisions as well. None of us are perfect. And
right.
I made a lot of impulse decisions based on my emotions. So dealing with
women.
Individuals, yeah, especially women. So dealing with individuals who are not only struggling with addiction, but they're struggling with raw emotions right now. And a
oh.
lot of impulsive things, impulsive thoughts, impulsive words, a lot of things are just flying all out of the box. So I
yeah.
was having group therapy one day, and we were talking about thought-stopping techniques. And out of the blue, that's why I always say, it's nobody but God. Out of the blue, I say, well, how about you just pause, you process what's going on, and then you give your solution. You proceed with it.
Right.
But the way I said it, they thought I had that, you know, in a lesson plan or something like that. So I just took it and I ran
oh.
with it. I said, so, okay, pause, process, proceed, do that for homework, come back tomorrow and let me know how it went. So the next day they came back and they gave me awesome results. So I said, you know what, I'm going to take this, I'm going to put it on paper, and I'm going to help people. If I can just help one person today,
mm-hmm.
I've done my goal. I've completed.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so
I am. I'm sorry. Go ahead. That's where.
No,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, boo.
Well,
I was just saying that's where it came from.
Well, I'm glad God gave that to you, and He gave it. See, here's the difference between you and other young ladies. He gave you that, and you noticed He gave you that. You were open
mm-hmm.
to receive that. And you ran, per se, with that.
Right.
So you literally did what you were advising them to do. You paused, you processed it, and you proceed. Now, tell them how many pages your book is, and why.
So I'm going to just touch on, you just said I took it and ran with it. I'm a big believer
okay.
of obedience is better than sacrifice. So I just want to throw that out there. The book.
Say that again. Go back to that. You can't just say, you got to pause on that one. Say that again.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Wow. Catch
mm-hmm.
that. Some people need
yeah,
to catch that.
Yeah, yeah. Hashtag it too.
Hashtag that. Girl, I like that. Okay, go on, Dominique.
All right, so the book pause process proceeds. It's actually 41 pages,
okay,
including the reference sheet. So it's actually 41 pages. And I struggled with it because I see books with 200, 300, over 1,000 mm-hmm. pages. And when I was talking to my publisher, she said, do you want quantity or do you want quality?
Mm.
And I said, oh, you know, I want substance. So she said,
right.
Well, okay. So that's pause, process, and proceed was born, 41 pages.
And I think that's a beautiful thing because, seriously, not a lot of we don't have a lot of readers in this
right.
new fast world, you know, of getting everything fast. We have people who is like, okay, what's your book about? What's it about? What's it going to do? What is it? You know, that's what we have now. It's like, oh, is it on the internet? Oh, is it on Amazon? Oh, is it there? Which is, by the way, everybody, her book is everywhere. Before we close, she has to tell you. Dominique's book is everywhere except for in the White House and Oprah hands, and I guarantee you it will be there soon. But we're going to get to that before closing. Receive that. Dominique's book will be at the White House and Oprah's hands, I guarantee you, because it's everywhere else. And, you know, praise God for that. But what I love about your book is that, and one of the chapters, and she has to correct me on this, one of the chapters that I find so incredible is she has it called stinking thinking, but I say spanking banking. So, Ms. Dominique, tell them what stinking, spanking, thinking, spanking is all about.
So it's self-explanatory. Stinking thinking is those negative thoughts that we all have. Like I said earlier, none of us are perfect. We all have different type of thoughts. Some individual thought patterns are way off than others. But stinking thinking is something that can keep us trapped. It can keep us stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, before you go into chapter 2, it starts off with a saying. And Carla, if you don't mind, can I read it?
Please. Yeah, do. Yeah, that's why we have you here.
Okay.
This book is incredible.
Okay.
Please read.
Okay, and it was written by, the saying was by Marcus A., and it says, the happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Therefore, guard accordingly, and take care that you entertain no notions unsuitable to virtue and reasonable nature. The thing that stuck out with me the most with that is the happiness, the first sentence, the happiness of your life depends on the quality. Now, that word quality goes a long way.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. So stinking thinking is something that we have to catch immediately. We have to start practicing and training ourselves to be less of the negative and more of the positive. And it's hard. I get it. That's life. But the more positive you are, the more happy you are going to become.
And also speaking, I think you have, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you have a chapter in there when it comes to speaking things into your life. When it comes to, you have
chapter
to be careful.
Two.
Of, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Chapter 2.
Okay, would you like to read something from it?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
So it starts off and says, what if there was a simple strategy that can keep our mind on the positives instead of the negatives? What if we can snap our fingers and redirect our thoughts? I can go on and on asking what if questions, but that's not going to help me find the appropriate solution. No one will perfect this. Life throws us all kinds of curveballs, but we don't have to be a victim for them all. I, for one, can say I know what it feels like to constantly think negative thoughts and how hard it is to focus on the positive, especially after many years of negative thinking. We call these types of thoughts thinking. And I also go on to another thing that my mom actually would always say again, watch what you allow in your spirit. It can make a world of difference.
Say it again. Mm-hmm. Say it again. I'm so serious. Watch what?
Watch what you allow into your spirit. It can make a world of difference.
And why do you think your mother told you this?
My mom is a very spiritual individual, and she's all for protecting her bubble, you know, protecting her,
right.
her spirit. And if you allow negative things around you all the time, eventually you're going to be negative. You're going to pick up on it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, like the saying goes, there's, if you're in a room with four broke people, you're the fifth one.
You.
Eventually, you got to be careful. You have to surround yourself around individuals who are moving positive and who are moving up in life that can teach you something. You keep learning. We can never stop learning. So
that's right.
It's all about how you want to deal with life.
That's right.
That's right.
And
Ms.
I think. Yeah, and I think he said that's right, Miss Yancey.
Okay.
And this is very important in some of the things that I know some young ladies are working together now on. We are very selective about the company we keep. I almost got into an argument with someone, but I had to fall back because I said, W, a lie, I'm not falling into this. You know, you hold on to that. And someone really told me when I said, you know, you are the company you keep. Birds of a feather really, truly do flock together. And even if
right.
you feel as though you are not part of that circle or those company, eventually you will become them. Or
mm-hmm.
it's something in you that have you constantly being around them that will eventually come out, whether it's positive or negative. So I'm definitely
right.
with you, Dominique, when it comes to, you know, being careful about who you are around. Being careful about
right.
who speaks to your life, and being careful about just your surroundings, because these days
correct.
You just never know. And that's one of the reasons why I thought it was very important and very significant for us to let the world know about your book. Your book is everything that is needed when it comes to just surviving. Your book says it all in its title. When you think about doing
right.
anything in life, you need to pause and pray. When you get
right.
ready to make that move, you need to proceed and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just move on. Pause, process, and proceed. So everything
right.
in there is what your book is about, and that's why I push your book. I believe in you. I believe in what you're doing. And I'm just so happy to know, I'm just so happy that God put us together. Because what she didn't know and what I didn't know was that we were following him and spying each other.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Hey,
what's she doing?
I wanted to ask Dominique. Would you tell the audience some of the signs that a family member, mother, father, husband, sister, brother, cousin should look for with people that have maybe an addiction problem or going through something very harsh in their life? Explain some of the signs to them.
So I'm going to go off of my experience. When it comes to working with individuals, and then I'm going to go off of more into the professional, because the company I work for, we study the brain, and we work off of the midbrain. But if you have an individual in your family or in your life that you feel is suffering with an addiction, you have to look at, first and foremost, routine. When something is going on, an individual's routine will change, okay? Then after that, their whole body language, demeanor, different things like that start to change. Now, an individual who is addicted can put up a facade for so long, because how
mm-hmm.
we look at it is it's an illness, and it's going to start taking control. Step one with the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous states, you have to admit that your life had become unmanageable. So when those different things, seeing different occur, then something is going on. Now, from my job's point, I actually work for Townsend
Recovery Center, but we study 10 symptoms of addiction. You know, an individual who suffers with addiction experiences procrastination, they can't focus, irritability, frustration, shyness, ritualistic behaviors, tics and stutters, which are involuntary muscle movements, different things like that. And when those symptoms start to increase, then most likely the brain is going to tell you, listen, I'm dealing with not enough dopamine tone in here, so you need to get to your source of dopamine ASAP in order to feel normal. An individual can either be born with low dopamine tone genetically through other family members or throughout trauma, grief, loss, different things like that. That can deplete dopamine tone as well. So when you see a family member that's struggling with that, it's okay to have a conversation about it, especially if you have positive rapport with that person, and then take the necessary steps to it. But that person has to be ready to make that next step. They have to be ready. You can't force nobody into treatment or to stop using the substance or the alcohol. You can't. You're going to lose your sanity. I've had a lot of family members who got caught up in that tornado as well, because not only does the illness affect the person that's taking it, it also affects the family members.
Oh,
so
wow.
Be very wise while maneuvering through this thing we call addiction.
Okay, wow. That's a lot, Dominique, to have to, you know, be in and around on the daily. So you have to be prayed up and close to God in order for you to just survive a couple of hours doing that. It has to be a well. Not everybody can do that. So why don't you tell everyone how they can get your book, find your book?
So Paul's Process Proceed, like Carla said, pretty much found everywhere but the White House.
Yes, everywhere but the White House and Oprah hands, but that's just for right now. I'm telling you.
Right.
Get your book.
Right, right. So first and foremost, if you get in touch with me, my email is info.dominiqueyancy@gmail.com. I can mail you a hard signed copy. But if you don't want to go that route, you want to go online, it's actually on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, ChristianBook.com, WaterStones.com, and it's also found on Walmart.com.
See what I said? Again, repeat it because you kind of broke up with the first one. So can they contact you via social media, or is that something that's personal to you?
No, they can contact me social media. My Instagram is author Dominique Y. And not only can you contact me through social media, you can go on Amazon.com for it, BarnesandNoble.com, Walmart.com, ChristianBook.com, and WaterStones.com.
Wow, amazing. And this young lady, are you an only child, Dominique?
No, ma'am. I'm actually the baby, and I'm the only girl.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Well, anyway, we have a call on the line. Okay. They want to either ask you a question, Dominique, or elaborate on something that you were saying. Let's let them in. Okay.
All right.
Hello, Carla. Call us, state your name and where you're calling from. Hello, Carla. State your name and where you're calling from.
I guess they changed their mind.
No, they're not through there, John?
No, they didn't get
get
through. They pressed one, but they must be just be listening in.
Okay, do we have another caller?
Yeah, we have a whole lot of callers.
Let's take another call.
Anyway, it's going to be a press
one. Let's try one more.
I can't let them on board. No.
Guys, press one. We say this every Saturday. If you want to speak to our guest, press one. We would really love to hear your questions, our comments. This is a very beautiful young lady that's on here with a very beautiful mission from God. So I know you're out there, and I know you want to press one. So did anybody press one yet, Mr. John?
The only one, and she didn't come on.
Okay. Well, how many, what do you have coming up? That's fine. What do you have coming up, Dominique?
Well, actually, next Sunday, me and Nicole have the author meet and greet, and I have a couple of bookings that are coming through on my email, but I just can't speak on those until they're finalized.
Exactly.
Right. So you know how that goes.
Right. Right. Definitely understand. So on the event on Sunday, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to speak about just working on a second book, but that's about it.
Please tell us about it. Tell us about it.
So the second book that I'm working on is for the single women.
Uh-oh.
It helps the single woman walk in and find her purpose through her season of singleness. And I'm actually given 7 keys on how to fulfill that. And the reason why I chose the number 7 is because the number 7 in the Bible is a number of completion.
So
I'm actually working on that, and I'm looking to release that by the end of 2017, early 2018.
Congratulations. Well, we're definitely here to support that. And I think that is something that is needed when it comes to single young ladies these days because, as a mother of a teenage daughter, it's not a daily struggle for me because she's such a beautiful young lady. And I feel like her surroundings and the way that we're raising her as a village, meaning that my mother, her dad, her brother, her nannies, her uncles, her cousins, we're all raising my daughter and vice versa. So she definitely have that foundation, but a lot of young ladies don't have that foundation. A lot of young ladies don't have that guidance. So I'm really looking forward to your book that is coming out next year, Dominique. So we're going to just go back to Sunday. Sunday, we have the meet and greet with Ms. Dominique Yancey and myself, along with some other young ladies who we have grown to, I'm going to say, wholeheartedly love. Because we're all on the same page when it comes to what it is that we're doing, where we plan on going with it, and we're definitely putting God first before we make any moves or the moves that we have made, we definitely put God first. Sunday is my first meet and greet author, and Ms. Dominique is going to be there with her book. I would strongly encourage, and this is a personal invite from Dominique and I, for you guys to come out. It is going to be, I'll let you give that information, Dominique.
Okay. It's going to be this Sunday, which is June 11th. Now, for some reason, Carla, I wasn't even thinking. I know it's Father's Day. However, after you finish your barbecue, after you leave church and you get yourself settled, come on out and support. It's going to be at Black Cafe, which is located downtown on Pier Street, and it's going to be from 4 to 6 p.m. So just a few hours, that's all we need in order to get these two awesome books to you guys. And if at any time that, I know for me personally, I actually had a guy that called and reserved like almost all of my shipments. So if he goes through with that order, I will have pre-order sheets for individuals who want a book. So you will be able, I know, Carla, you too as well.
Yes,
correct me if
definitely.
I'm wrong. In the event that there are no more books, remember, we can pre-order some, and I'll sign them all and send them to you.
Yes, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a surprise for our we're going to have a very special surprise for you guys on Sunday as well. Like Dominique said, after you guys eat your barbecue or, you know, you go and you tell Dad how much you love him, Granddad and all of that, come on down to Black Cafe. And we have a special surprise on that day for all who will be in attendance. One of the things that I'm really happy about, the performers, we have someone who's going to Miss Alex, will be doing poetry, reciting poetry on women and bonding, which is going to be very powerful. And again, we have a surprise. But more importantly, come out and support Ms. Dominique Yancey and myself when it comes to our books, because it takes a lot, you know, and even it takes a lot for two women to even be doing something like this, you know, connecting and being able to, like I said, rise together. And I couldn't have thought of, God definitely put me with the right person for the divine connection, and he put Roy in the right place for you with your book, Pause, Process, and Proceed. Again, I cannot stress how important this book is, how much this book is needed. And, you know, you can find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, her website, which is, what is your website again?
www.iamdominiqueyancey.com.
And you said Christian Bookstore?
Yes, it is also found on christianbook.com and waterstones.com.
All right.
Dominique,
yes,
also, I wanted you to talk about this a little bit too. You're the founder of Pamper Me Conscious LLC. Mm.
Yes, I am.
And you created that to uplift, I guess, and inspire people, you know, into the communities. So explain to the audience what it's the Pamper Me Conscious is all about.
So Pamper Me Conscious was actually birthed on my birthday, February 24th of this year. So when it comes to, especially the female, when it comes to knowing who you are and how to walk in your purpose, is very important to start doing certain things in life. So Pamper Me Conscious is there to help pamper the modern-day woman, or even the older woman that still
right.
got it in her, that still got a few runs in her. And so Pamper Me Conscious does all of this through empowerment events. Recently, I just had a vision board party in Generette, Louisiana. We also do it through business development and mentorship. So I actually have a young lady who I am currently mentoring, you know, talking to, just helping guide her through this thing called life. So Pamper Me Conscious LLC is available for those services.
Wow. Or do you have any upcoming events for that one?
Currently, I do not, besides the community clothing drive, cause that will go under Pamper Me Conscious. But
okay.
as of now, I have a couple of things that I'm working on. So as things come about, I'll be announcing them.
Okay. Awesome. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's pretty much it, John. Ms. Dominique has given us everything when it comes to what it is she's doing, where she's at in life. And where she plan on going. I do know, again, like I said before, your book, Pause, Process, and Proceed, I strongly encourage everyone to go out and get it. I strongly encourage everyone to come out on June 11th and understand, like she said, if for whatever reason we do sell out, because we do plan on selling out. That's the purpose.
Right.
We can definitely do some pre-orders for you guys, and we'll have that set, and you will
right.
get them. You know, as soon as
right.
possible. Dominique, do you plan on ever moving out of Louisiana, or this is it?
No, once God said move, I have no choice. But as of now, no, not now.
Well, that's amazing. That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Well,
John, do you have any questions?
We have 4 minutes left before the show is over with. And I wanted to ask Dominique if she have any a positive word she can leave with the audience. Dominique, we have a board filled with people listening called in, plus people is listening on a radio station on their website. And also we have a website of our own, Uplifting Communities Talk Show. And that thing is jamming.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot of people listening in right now. And so if you have a positive word to give the audience, everybody that's listening in or going to listen in, what would it be?
Yeah. Well, I know me and Carla talked about my age earlier, and I'm going to throw it out there.
You're going to throw it out there?
Throw it out there. I am 31 years of age. I'm 31.
No way.
So, yes, okay. Ma'am.
Okay, go ahead, girl.
So, when it comes to your purpose, when it comes to, because I struggle with finding my purpose for the longest. And one thing that I tell a lot of individuals, and I'm going to say it on the show here for an individual that may be out there, you know, struggling or even confused about their purpose. All you need, first and foremost, go to God. But next, all you need of a mustard seed. And once you step out on that faith and put everything in God, because remember, if you can control everything, I don't even know how that would go. But just know we can't control everything. We can't control nothing. Everything is, you know, through the will of God. But a faith the size of a mustard seed, and step out on your faith, and you trust God to lead you along the way. It won't be perfect. There are going to be some rainy days, but just take everything that you go through as a learning opportunity. Let it polish you and let it mold you. But don't move on your own. Never do that. I've made that mistake one too many times. Now I have to learn the hard way. So faith the size of a mustard seed and go out and get it.
Walk by faith and not by sight.
There you go.
That's beautiful, Dominique. Wow.
Yeah.
31, you
well,
say.
No,
oh,
now you asked me if I had something to say. I just want to thank Dominique for coming on the show. I've learned so much, you know, since I've been listening to you. And I just wanted to throw this out, too, to you, Dominique. You're in a good field, okay? You're in a really good field. And the reason I say that is because I have a degree in behavioral science and social and community service.
I
specialized in drugs and alcohol. And I does a lot of work. I did at one time I did a lot of work in the communities, you know, helping people get drugs and stuff. And that's why it took to me when I read what you was all about. You got a godly heart. Really.
Thank you.
You do. Okay, with that, I'm gonna turn it over to Miss Carla so she can close us out.
This was a very thank you, Dominique, for coming. I mean, for being our guest today. It was definitely a blessing to have you on here, and I'm pretty sure you blessed a lot of our listeners today and listeners that's going to be able to go to our pages, our fan pages on Facebook and also on our website, Uplifting Community Talk Show, with your words of encouragement and just to show the world that just because you are a, you know, a young lady, you know, single young lady, beautiful caramel, as we say, inside your gun, caramel, young lady, out here. You don't have to be out. You don't have to be what the television is saying you are. You can be educated. You can be a faith-filled young lady. You can be a God feared young lady as well. So again, thank you. It's pause, process, and proceed. Go online and get it. Like I said, she's everywhere for at least right now, except with Oprah and in the president's hands. So this your girl Carla Serenity with Mr. John L. Brown on Uplifting Community Talk Show Louisiana. We had the beautiful, gifted, talented, blessed Dominique Gansey on our show today, and we just want to strongly encourage you guys to keep moving forward no matter what. And remember, let our voice be your voice to be heard. Thank you.
Thank you, and y'all have a good evening.